Let's go around the NFL in the loop style.
Why are you smiling?
Because I love football.
Brought to you by Quick Assist. Here's John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
I'm going to tell you all about how much fun you're going to have this season.
On Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
Yeah, we're about to go around the NFL here. You guys really coming strong for the question of the day, which was what player can you just not quit? Steve Francis just came in. Mm-hmm. Chuck Hayes, we got some of those. But in the football, actually, outside of football, someone said Jake Myers. All right. Thank you for texting in, Joe Spada. And then a lot of injury kind of guys, like Tony Baselli came in. T-Mac, we were talking about that extensively in the break, just the back spasms. But yeah, Brooks Reed, an interesting one as well. Someone said Laremy Tunsil. Stop that. Don't do that. But yeah, appreciate you guys getting involved and texting in. And then also, our guy, T-Mill, from The Drive, texted in and he said, Johnny Manziel.
Yep. Still can't quit him.
I hope he sends Mike Evans just a lovely Christmas gift and Christmas card every year.
Get out of here.
That man made him some money.
Shoot. Well, Johnny Manziel made him some money. Mike Evans was just a happy coincidence.
Don't do that.
Yeah, it was.
Johnny Manziel was doing some. Oh, Mike Evans down there somewhere, like a
get
whole.
Get out of here!
Run around
can,
until Mike Evans down there.
I can point to five games that man that wasn't Mike Evans related that Manziel won.
Okay, if you say so.
Louisiana Tech.
I guess it is now time. Missouri, oh wow, you're gonna start
Alabama,
with Louisiana Tech.
Louisiana Tech, Missouri, right. Alabama. Okay. Alabama's all right, aren't they?
Yeah.
Auburn.
Oh, I'll give Manziel credit. that was during the era of Nick Saban. Nick Saban's weakness being mobile quarterbacks. God.
Well, that's true.
And so Johnny Manziel
changed Nick Saban.
Absolutely, 100%. I will give him that credit every day and twice on Sunday. All right, let's time. We got to go around the NFL now. And just letting you know that Around the NFL is brought to you by Quick Assist, your no-hassle solution reselling your tickets across every marketplace. Download Quick Assist from your app store today. QUICKASYST. Quick Assist, your tickets everywhere. Were you watching Sunday Night Football last night, or did you decide to actually get a decent amount of sleep?
Kind of. I started watching Sunday Night Football. I'm not going to lie to our lovely listeners. I bagged it. Enough was enough. I need some rest for you, man.
How far did you get?
Probably mid-second quarter.
Okay, fair enough. So you're able to see the history that probably happened in the course of this. But rain delay took this game into very late situations. In fact, Even on the East Coast there, the game finished on Monday morning.
1 a.m. How about 16 hours of football, NFL football yesterday? They started in London. 16 hours later, they finished in Pittsburgh.
Wild stuff. Wild stuff. And another one of the wild things, maybe not that wild, brother of Texans legend J.J. Watt, T.J. Watt, as a Steeler, became the second fastest player to 100 career sacks when he sacked Dak Prescott in the second quarter of this one. I mean, T.J. Watt has just been fantastic. He's been playing since 2017, and it feels like that is the game record right there, man.
Mm-hmm. And he owes J.J. a car.
J.J. did say that.
According to J.J.'s tweet, once you get into the 100-sack club, you got to buy all the other 100-sack guys a car, and he said, I don't make the rules. I didn't know that.
I think he did make the rules.
I didn't know that.
That's how that
but
works.
I'll take it. I'll take it. T.J. Watt, like, you would still take J.J. probably because of the whole package.
Oh, yeah.
But T.J.'s, like, right there.
Yeah.
Like, right there.
I wonder how Derek feels at Thanksgiving. You know what I mean?
Derek who?
Derek Watt.
I call him Shemp.
Oh, good God.
You don't remember Shemp from the Three Stooges, but he was one.
No, you do not. T.J. Watt, that was his 109th game.
Mm-hmm.
Second fastest. Do you know who was the fastest to 100?
I would have to say Reggie White.
It is Reggie White, 96 games.
Yeah.
T.J. Watt's 109 just surpassed DeMarcus Ware, who did it in 113.
Mm-hmm.
And so six-time Pro Bowler had a sack and a half in that loss to the Dallas Cowboys last night, but he gets to join a historic class of folks during the course of this. As we continue around the NFL, this one really annoyed me. I mentioned during the course of that Giants game where the Seattle Seahawks somehow lost to the New York Giants. No Malik Nabers, but they did have Darius Slayton. And Darius Slayton is the latest player to be penalized for what exactly, John Lopez? Do you remember? Do you know?
I do. The old finger guns?
Yeah. And I get that this is an emphasis that the NFL has put up. But like the 15-yard penalty gets tacked on, and I feel like we might be doing too much, Lopez.
I don't.
You don't?
Mm-mm.
Okay, why not?
Two reasons. Number one, you should know better. Climate of everything that we're in. And number two, it's the rule. If there's a rule that says you can't do this and you do it, you should be criticized for doing something dumb. And that's the rule.
Okay. I hear you on that to some regard. Like, some of these cats are out here wilding. Some of these guys doing, like, the Tommy Gun celebration and all that. It's a little much. The thing that has upset me, and we actually saw this with the Jacksonville game last week in person. Just like the normal, like, first down with your hands are being interpreted as guns, because that's what happens here with Darius Slayton, right? Like, what we were seeing is these guys who are doing the first down and pointing with both hands, they're like, hey, that's guns, that's a penalty. I'm like, no, it's not.
Yeah, it's first down.
We're pointing first down, which one of the things I appreciate and I love for the Texans is that now they're doing, like,
they're doing the spin.
The spin overhead with a single
Dalton
finger.
Dalton Schultz doing it looked a little awkward, but okay.
Wow, what are you doing there? What, white guys can't have a first down too?
No, it just looked awkward.
That's
can interpret that however you want.
Yeah, okay. All right. He's saying white guys don't have rhythm. That's what he's saying.
Hey, man.
But no, I mean, like, I appreciate that the Texans have gone to that level to make sure they don't get penalized. But I'm like, hey, man, I understand what we're trying to do here. But the line is blurred to the point where now we're getting some of the stuff that's legitimately been in this league for a long time that has not been interpreted as guns. And now you're having a 15-yard penalty.
Doesn't it have to do with your thumbs if your thumbs are up? See, like, a lot of guys do their whole hands. Like, you do your whole hand, that's first down. Or point the finger.
Like, don't we?
But you put that thumb up. I know this is silly. I get it.
Yeah, I was like, don't you feel like we're in a Key and Peele sketch?
Yeah,
where we're counting the number.
You
of
can
pumps?
Do
like,
this.
Yeah, like it feels.
But you can't do this.
I feel like we're dumb.
That was a great sketch. By the referee looking at him, and he gives that one more.
Sorry, pump. That's too
penalty.
Many.
Yeah, that's a penalty.
That is too many. Yeah. So we continue around the NFL. Yeah, I just wanted to get that off because that's been on my spirit for a little bit.
Yeah.
And I felt like Darius Slayton was wronged in this moment, but I get it. It's because there are dudes that are doing a lot with some of these guns, so I do understand we need to cut it back, but we might be penalizing a little too widely. As we continue around the NFL, more history I guess made this time by El Tractorcito, as they call him. You know who I'm talking about?
Yes, I do.
That is Derrick Henry, running back for the Baltimore Ravens. He joins elite company. He hit a couple of milestones in the course of this game. In fact, one of them here, Byron, is Derrick Henry. This was him in the course of this game plunging into the end zone to get one of the two milestones that he hit during the course of this game. He ended up getting to 10,000 yards in the course of this game. You got it, Byron? And then he also did this.
Cleveland is in as an extra. Oh, he slipped. Then he sledgehammers his way across in a touchdown. Derrick Henry. His 100th career touchdown. That was a one-yard plunge.
He was the 27th player in NFL history to get 100 yards, 100 touchdowns.
I feel like we say this every week, but he's like from another planet. Just a different kind of guy. And by the way, at the end of the game, was it a 51-yard run there at the end that pretty much... turn the tide, and it was a bad beat if you are in the gambling arts in that game, but just an incredible player.
I will admit, I've never been at the Texans game and thought, man, I really wish I was watching this game. This was one where I was like, okay, I kind of get it. And coming into this game, I was like, Texans Bills game of the week. They might have taken it. I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, I think so.
I think that Ravens Bengals, where both of them had 38, and ultimately it came down to a field goal at the end to differentiate it. Yeah, they can have game of the week, I guess.
Yeah, and it was, I mean, Texans were right there as well, and a lot of people would say otherwise that it was the Texans game because of the way it finished. But I'm with you. Largely because in this season in which teams are not scoring and quarterbacks are largely struggling compared to previous seasons, it was great to see a good old-fashioned shootout with spectacular plays, like both sides. What Burrow have 5 touchdowns? I believe he had 5 touchdowns, and Lamar Jackson with an incredible, you know, proverbial Houdini touchdown as well, and then Derrick Henry doing his thing, and then the botch snap, and then the kick for the win. No, it was fantastic.
Yeah, Burrow had 5 touchdowns and an interception, 77% completion percentage.
Yeah.
And then Lamar Jackson had 348 yards himself and four touchdowns. Up and down, it really does highlight the idea that offensively, like the slow start, it does feel like, hey, man, we might just not be getting enough time in training camp and in preseason to actually get these guys ready, especially with the with more and more teams leaning on the advent of, yeah, man, we're not putting our quarterbacks in harm's way in these preseason games. And so they're really learning on the job or getting themselves ready on the job in the early parts of these seasons.
That and also adjustments. Clearly, defenses are doing certain things. We talk about the safeties that are predominant, the too high. That are predominant all over.
Yeah.
Offenses seem to be making those adjustments.
Going back to Derrick Henry real quick, I'm going to test your knowledge in this. He becomes the fifth player to have 100 scrimmage touchdowns and 10,000 yards in a career. Do you have any idea who the other four might be?
I will take a guess.
Let's do it.
I'm going to say one is Emmitt Smith.
Emmitt Smith is correct.
I'm going to say one is Eric Dickerson.
Eric Dickerson did not.
What? Terrell Davis.
No, Terrell Davis.
Yeah, he didn't play that long. Jim Brown?
Jim Brown. That is one of them. If you talk to anybody about who the best running back of all time, he comes up.
He is probably it. So I have three more to go?
You have two more.
Two more?
Because obviously Derrick Henry is
one. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, not Barry Sanders.
Not Barry Sanders. These are a little bit more modern.
Yeah.
And
who are they?
LaDainian Tomlinson.
Should have known that one.
Adrian Peterson.
Should have known that
Texas
one.
Texas Legends in that instance should've, as well.
Should have known that one, too.
So, yeah. I mean, that's elite company. Jim Brown, Emmitt Smith, LT, or LaDainian Tomlinson. I don't want to get anybody mad who's looking at the Giants. But and then Adrian Peterson. That's where Derrick Henry is. That is the unique dude that is happening there. So, yeah, that was incredible to see as well. All right. So, we talked a little bit about that. You mentioned that it's Jameis Winston time in Cleveland. Defend your take here.
I mean, it has to be. I guarantee you, just talking about Buffalo and how they're probably torching McDermott all day today on the radio. What are they talking about in Cleveland? Like, it's over.
34-13 victory for the Commanders versus the Cleveland Browns, in which Deshaun Watson, 15 of 28 for 125 yards, a touchdown, and no interception. That's good for another instance of his yards per attempt being below five, 4.5 yards per attempt here. 7 sacks in the course of this. It's just...
Yeah, it's over.
You can't do this.
You can't undo what's happening now. And the only reason that Deshaun Watson continues to play is ego. Ego from the general manager, the head coach, embarrassment of the deal that they made. Like you cannot... Like, one of the things that you have to give the Carolina Panthers credit for is the number one overall pick. And I get it's younger. You know, he's younger and it's earlier in his career. But still, they swallowed their ego and said, we can't play him. Can't play him. Can't play Bryce Young. You can't play Deshaun Watson.
And the tough part about it is it's the money issue of it, right?
Can't do it. Swallow your ego. Make a call.
Real nasty work.
Because it's an injustice to the other guys on the team.
Yeah.
The 52 others.
Yeah, I mean, and that's what we were talking about when Bryce Young got benched, is if the rest of that team does not have belief that you have an opportunity to go out and win, it is hard to go out and play the car crash sport under those circumstances,
exactly.
Right? To feel like you have no chance to compete and that your team and your coach is not putting your team in the best chance or the best situation to compete, that's when it gets real nasty. And so, yeah, and also, Kevin Stefanski, like, he might be coaching for his job in a way. Like,
well,
I don't think
that's
anybody,
another reason to make the call.
Does anybody blame him for the situation? I don't know. But ultimately, like, sometimes it's less about who's to blame, and sometimes it's just what are the results of this.
Well, and the head coach makes out the roster, makes out the lineup every week. So, yes, he's partially to blame for this. He needs to make the call and say, let's go, Jameis. Let's try to win some games and just realize that it's over when it comes to Deshaun Watson.
No. Around the NFL here in Loop Sports Radio 610, somebody else brought up that now we're just talking about airing grievances in this instance. 979 said that the group photo after a turnover is tired and should stop. Like, that started, what, about 4 years ago when they were running to the camera? I just kind of like it, man. It's cool seeing dudes celebrate together. Yeah. I've always enjoyed that about the league, so I'm good with that. But the 832 mentioned, because we were talking about TJ Watt, who had his he was the second fastest player to 100 career sacks. He made that happen yesterday. Said that JJ and TJ Watt pull up to the family dinner in Bentley's, and Derek pulls up in a Ford Fusion.
Well, that's generous. I would say a smart car.
All right. He still played in the NFL for a little bit. I'm sure he's got a little bit of money situated. Yeah. And 713 mentions Nick Chubb is on his way back.
Does Derek sit at the kids' table?
All right, come on. That's a full NFL fullback. He can't sit at the kids'
table. Him and his nephews and nieces. Derek, you're over there.
It's impossible for him to sit at the kids' table. He'd have to sit on the kids' table.
Maybe he does.
Right. Okay, that's around the NFL here. In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. You got John Lopez. You got myself, Reginald Atatula. Byron Matthews sitting in for Figgy Fig as Figgy Fig took the day off for his birthday, although he has officially been listed as sick on the practice report. So he is expected to return tomorrow. He's day-to-day.
Is he?
Yeah, he's day-to-day. I am the one designating him, and I will say that he is day-to-day. All right, you're in the loop. Coming up next, let's talk about a dominant defensive effort by your Texans in a 23-20 victory. I do want to just salute the defense and where it has become. We'll talk about that next.